Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, good Thursday morning to you. Glad you are with us here on the Mark Cox Morning Show, the 12th day of June, if you can believe it, heading into what will be a long weekend for Kim St. Ange, I should say, extending into next week. So about to take a little bit of vacay. That's good. So it's like your Friday, isn't it?
It really is.
Isn't that nice?
Why is it always that whenever you're about to go on vacation, everything is crazy that week?
Oh, boy, that's the truth. When you're trying to get out of town, when you know that tomorrow morning you have a flight at dark 30, mm-hmm. and I'm supposed to leave for a little lake trip when I get home from work, and there's so many things I need to do between today and tomorrow, and then I find out, among all the other things I still have to do today, that there's a staff meeting at 10 a.m. that I completely forgotten about, and I'm just like, you have got to be freaking kidding me.
How's that a thing? Oh, trust me, I have so many things I need to get done today that I've tried to get done earlier this week, and then uh-huh. things just kept popping up, and I had to put them off. So,
Kim, yeah. We're allowed to zoom into those things. You can just call and listen.
Yeah,
you don't have to be there in person.
Maybe I need to do that.
You're not. We're not. Know. You don't need to impress anyone. We're all good. I will. In addition to other things that I'll be doing between now and tomorrow, I'm going to that kickoff celebration tonight for the St. Charles County 250 organization, because they're kicking off what's going to be a series of events that they're going to help organize over the next year, leading up to the 250th anniversary of the United States. This will be specific to St. Charles County, by the way. They're going to have that event at the Defiance Ridge Vineyards. And you can show up tonight if you would like to show your support and find out what's going on. I understand Mark Schmitz is going to be there, the founder of the Freedom 13, speaking. And again, the doors open at 6 out at the Defiance Ridge Vineyards in Defiance, Missouri. And I'll be there for the portion of that event tonight. I'll be the MC for the kickoff and the start of it. So looking forward to that. So we're happy you're with us. We still got lots of stuff to get to. Jim Talat coming up. We'll find out what he thinks about what's going on over in the Middle East, where U.S. personnel are being evacuated from embassies, non-essential staff. They must be concerned about things heating up. I know the Iran talks are going on nuclear weapons, and the possibility has been floated that Israel may be ready to strike a couple of those plants that they think might be enriching uranium for weapons. So we'll get Jim's take on all that. Mark Mathiesen before the end of the hour on what in the world happened in the House yesterday. My understanding is the Speaker did allow an amendment to the stadium bill to get rid of that severability clause, so that if one part of it got ruled unconstitutional, all of it would be thrown out. And that would be the part with the tax caps, I'm sure. But, of course, that amendment failed. So we're going to talk to Mark Mathiesen about how that all went down. And next hour, Jen Olson's going to join us from 1 hour from now from the Wentzville School Board. There was a decision by the Supreme Court this week dealing with transgender bathroom policies or policies designed to make sure men use the men's room, women use the women's room based on what it says on your birth certificate. And the Supreme Court basically said, that's fine. You are allowed to do that. So school districts that had been afraid to do that now have the green light to go ahead and install common sense bathroom policy. So we're going to talk to Jen Olson about that coming up a few minutes after 8. Shannon Bream as well. We still got lots of stuff to get to. Let's start with our shortlist, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
If I talk about that we were raising concerns about armed guards being in Los Angeles, and so it was one of those moments where, you know, I talked about, you know, I'm an elected official, in so many words, are you going to shoot me too?
If there's a more dangerous member of Congress, let me know, because if brains were dynamite, she couldn't blow her nose. That is Maxine Waters, who ran up to the National Guard and said, if you're going to shoot me, shoot straight. Have they shot anybody? Have they threatened to shoot anybody? What is Maxine talking about?
Go ahead. Shoot me first. My people is getting impacted directly.
Your family, too. Do you have undocumented people in your family?
Yes. They're facing fear every day.
Yeah, my guess is that dude was illegal too, or he wouldn't have had a mask on to hide his identity. He's one of the protesters in L.A. Again, threatening, begging somebody to shoot him. I don't know what's going on with these lefties these days.
We set standards that are high, equal, and unwavering. DEI is dead. We replaced it with a colorblind, gender-neutral, merit-based approach.
Yeah, thank you, Pete Hegseth, for talking about that and kind of setting the record straight there. That got a huge round of applause the other day when he gave a speech to military members regarding a DEI. And not surprisingly, the number of people signing up has gone through the roof.
Well, this protest is winding down a little bit. You still see some people behind me. They've been out here for the last couple of hours, and a lot of them tell me they're actually headed to that protest that's taking place downtown. Now, there.
Yep, that was Channel 4 last night over on the Tam Avenue overpass. Somewhere over there, there's a plaque with my name inscribed on it. I don't know if you've seen that or not, for most stupid weather live shots done in a career.
Award goes to Mark Cox.
From the Tam Avenue. I know every reporter in town would say that over the years. They don't use it as much anymore. Mm-mm. Like they go out to Kelly Memorial now, 270, which is a pretty good shot of the interstate there. I don't know. Anyway, the protests are coming. That's the message I'm sending to you this morning. The protests are coming.
You sound like Game of Thrones. Winter is coming.
Winter is coming. Yeah.
You know, I messaged Caroline Hecker after her report yesterday because I was so appreciative of the follow-up question that she asked one of the protesters.
Really?
Over on the Tam Avenue Bridge. Is that clip number 9, Ethan? Caroline Hecker questioning the protester. You need to listen to it, Mark.
I think it's being overblown. My understanding is that 3 cars were set on fire, and that if you looked at LA County, the part where the demonstrations are is a little blip, and that there was absolutely no need to call the National Guard or the Marines, for goodness sake, to get that under control. It was not out of control.
So the violence, even though you feel like it was isolated, you condone that kind of behavior?
I think that if they damaged property, they should be arrested and then, you know, charged with whatever misdemeanor that might be.
She paused because she wasn't expecting.
She didn't expect the pushback.
Exactly. So thank you, Caroline Hecker.
Yeah,
that's
you.
What I told her yesterday. And did you hear what that protester said? She goes, I think it's like 3 cars in LA that have been burned. It's just like 3.
Cars.
Yeah, that's it. Just 3 cars. And even if you burned 1 car, that's a problem. It certainly was more than 3, lady.
That's like, was it Martha Raddatz who said that to J.D. Vance? Like, we're only talking about 1 or 2 apartment buildings that have been taken over by Tren de Aragua gang members. Martha, do you hear yourself? Is it okay for a single apartment building in America to be
right.
taken over by Tren de Aragua gang members? What are you talking about?
What's the threshold? Like, if it hit five, would she be worried?
Yeah,
or him,
you.
Whoever it was.
If they burned four cards, would that have been unacceptable? Yeah.
That's it. This is out of control. They've now officially burned four cars, not just three. Call in the National Guard.
Well, here's the deal. So, protests yesterday downtown across from Union Station and the one on Tam Avenue seemed to be not coordinated very well, to be honest with you. There's going to be another one with some sort of a more radical group that's happening tomorrow at the corner, let's see, Tower Grove Park, at the corner of Grand and Arsenal. There's going to be some Associated Nuts down there. Solidarity with the anti-colonial struggle from North St. Louis to occupied Mexico. Do these idiots understand the difference between occupied territory and territory that's been conquered? Every piece of land in the world has been conquered at some point. We're not occupying anything. Have you heard of the American-Mexican War? We won that one, and we took Texas. That's not occupying any more than it is what's going on in the West Bank in Israel. It's not occupied. To the victor go the spoils. I'm sorry. You started it. We finished it. That's kind of how that goes. All right, so that's happening tomorrow, just so you know. You may want to avoid Tower Grove Park when those nuts are down there. Police are all over it, so I don't think we're going to have to worry about that in St. Louis. Coming up, we'll talk to former Senator Jim Talent, get his take on what's happening not only in L.A., but in the Middle East. We'll be right back.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jonathan, at the moment, you can prepare for military action, in this case Israel, and that also can be supportive of the negotiations. It focuses the Iranians on the alternative to a negotiation. And you can also be preparing for military action. I do.
All right, we got former Senator Jim Talent on the line with us this morning. And Jim, that was a guy named Richard Haass who was on there commenting over the evacuation of some personnel from Middle East embassies and stations for the U.S. And I don't know, it leads you to believe maybe something's about to happen with Iran.
Yeah, it's definitely a sign of it.
because what the Iranians will do once, and the attack if it comes, I should say, it's going to be an Israeli-led attack. They're going to do all the first day of the war stuff,
yeah.
taking out, which means taking out the remaining anti-aircraft defenses, et cetera. American participation is probably going to be limited to the heavy bombers that the Israelis don't have. And I think it was always very likely to come to this. I mean, by negotiating the way we have, I think we've made clear that the United States wanted a peaceful resolution. I think that was important in terms of the overall region.
Right.
But the Iranians are not going to give up their nuclear infrastructure, and the president's made clear that's the bottom line. That's what they have to do. So anyway, the concern is that the Iranians will react by trying to, attack embassies, et cetera, and so we're preparing for that.
Do you think they get that? Do you think they take Trump more seriously because they kind of did what they wanted under Biden? It's like Haas said there, this can be both things. I mean, evacuating those personnel can be a message as part of the negotiation with Iran that if you don't come to the table on this, we are prepared to take action.
Yes, I do think they take Trump seriously. There's a lot of things that could be working here. I mean, number one is that the Iranians understand the nuclear nuclear capability is their long-term survival ticket, just as it's been for North Korea. So, I mean, it's their most important goal. It's the worst thing that could happen, the single worst thing that could happen in the Middle East. I do have a concern that everybody knows President Trump is famously anti-war, which is a good thing. But I do think it tempts some aggressors to challenge him. Now, yeah. When we attacked the Houthis, which we did for about 10 weeks, I think, that should have shown them, but maybe it didn't. Or maybe it's just that they feel they have no other choice. In other words, that they cannot do what we are insisting that they do because the nuclear weapons are the way that the regime stays in power. In any event, I think it's coming to this. It needs to come to this. War is always terrible, but this is not something that that we can allow to happen, and we're fortunate that the Israelis will do most of the work.
Yeah.
Well, there's just so much going on worldwide, and obviously Trump inherited a lot of this mess that was going on when Biden was president, and you think about Russia and Ukraine and how it seems like they might just have to continue fighting it out, which will lead to how many more deaths, how much more destruction?
Yeah, exactly. And that's an important point, Kim. I really don't think the Ukraine war happens if Trump is still president. It's so much easier to have prevented it than it is now to stop it, because there are risks to Putin if he ends this war on any terms other than allowing him to claim complete victory. I mean, one of his major concerns is his ultra-nationalist bloggers and forces in Russia that he cannot completely suppress and that are free to criticize him when he appears too reasonable. So from his perspective, you know, continuing the war allows him to continue to make claims about how much success they're having, even though they've lost 1 million men and gained territory about the size of Rhode Island. I mean, it's a terrible, terrible tragedy.
Jim, I know I didn't warn you about this, but I want to talk about some internal Republican politics. A lot of the conservatives I know are worried about Senator Josh Hawley because he has come out and endorsed a nationwide $15 an hour minimum wage. And that kind of took a lot of people by surprise. Any thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, I always thought that the minimum wage ought to be adjusted by state because standard of living is so different from one state to another. So I can't sit here and tell you it's a policy that I would agree with. But there are differences. Look, the Republican Party is a coalition of people who agree on, 80% of the things? Certainly the office holders do, but they don't agree on everything. And so, you know, there are differences of opinion. I think Josh Hawley's been a fine senator. I think he's going to continue to be a fine senator. And also remember, you know, when you come out for something, that's sort of your opening proposition. So, in other words, that doesn't necessarily mean that's exactly what he expects to have happen. So Yeah, I mean, I'm pleased. He's our senior senator. He's doing a great job. I don't mean, I agree with him about everything.
Yeah, I don't agree with him necessarily on this. I was a little surprised that it's a Democrat, I think, who's co-sponsoring the bill that was proposed for this federal minimum wage hike. I didn't think that Holly would be interested in a run for president, but then when he's doing things like this and questioning Medicaid, which I guess now he's on board with a big, beautiful bill, it makes me think, are you considering something? Is there something in the works going on here? Like you're looking to come off a limb, be a little bit more moderate in some ways?
Yeah, I really don't think that this is a political maneuver. I mean, Josh Hawley does what he thinks is right. I mean, I doesn't mean I agree with him on everything, but he is very concerned, as is somebody like a Jason Smith, who's the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee. I mean, I've heard Jason talk a number of times. I know him very well. And he says, look, I want the tax laws to be oriented so that they help small business people, farmers, and workers. And I think that's where Senator Hawley's trying to move national policy in general, whether he's right or wrong on this thing. That's what he believes. He's doing what he thinks is right.
Well, Jim, we always appreciate your input, my friend. Thank you.
You are welcome.
Yep. Have a great day. Former Senator Jim Talent there. I even got a text this morning from somebody who's pretty involved in grassroots politics in Missouri who was shocked when at Josh Hawley's attitude on the flag burning, too. Mm-hmm. She believed that it's a freedom of speech issue.
I would agree with that more. I don't think it should be jail time.
So the couple things that he said, not that I don't overall support him. Don't get me wrong, but you can have differences on some of these things. Coming up, we're going to get to State Rep Mark Mathiesen on yesterday's stadium vote. Stay tuned.
That is without a doubt the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, when I saw the final vote from the House yesterday on this stadium bill, I mean, I was disappointed, but not surprised, because we were told by a number of people that this is what leadership wanted, and it was going to basically steamroll through the House, and that's pretty much what had happened. But there was some debate yesterday, and I was interested in finding out a little bit more about how that process went. And we got to Mark Mathiesen, state representative out in St. Charles County, there to join us again today to talk a little bit more about that. And Mark, good morning to you.
Good morning, Mark. Great to see you.
Yes, sir.
Hear from you again.
Not a surprise. The final vote, 32 vote margin in favor of this stadium bill. How did that go down in the House yesterday?
Well, we started our morning with a caucus meeting where the governor came in to give us his sale pitch once again. And kind of explained to us why we had to pass what the Senate sent us, because there's no way it'd pass again if we amended it and got sent back to the Senate. And you know, this is really one of those legacy things for him, as, you know, even though the former governor could have solved this problem years ago, this is what he's going to hang his hat on, saying, you know, I was the guy who came in and saved professional sports for the state of Missouri.
Wow. So they didn't believe if you guys had altered any of it, like voted to remove the severability clause and send it back to the Senate, that the Senate would have approved that?
That is what they felt. Now, there's a couple of us who, you know, we weren't trying to put amendments on the bill to kill the bill. We were trying to put amendments on the bill to make the bill better. And, you know, Justin Sparks came in first, trying to remove that severability clause. You know, one of the feelings is that clause was put in there so conservatives could give it a yes vote in the Senate and hide, you know, as claiming they were doing so to provide tax relief, even though they may not have liked giving money to the billionaire stadium owners. However, we just felt like there was a strong chance that portion of it's going to be thrown out in courts.
Yeah.
And And it's very likely. I mean, the different ways that it's unconstitutional, creating special laws for special counties, really just depended on whether or not, you know, your Senate worked to get your county a good deal. And if you're represented by a Democrat anywhere in your county, you got left out just like St. Louis County, just like Jackson County, just like Greene County, even though their senator has an R after his name, he's really not. So, you know, those counties just got left out. St. Charles County, I mean, I got the best deal. I have a 0% or $0 property tax increase if the voters approve that.
Right.
In an April election when 12% of the population shows up to vote. What we really need is people actually showing up to vote at key election dates. But that's a whole other story.
Mark, I will pledge to you today as a proud recent St. Charles County resident that I will work with you personally to boost that turnout in the April election so that we can cap our property taxes.
We also need it in November. I mean, I know November elections, the main general elections typically have a better voter turnout, but that's going to be big too, because that will be the fix for Amendment 3.
Mm-hmm.
So we need conservatives to show up. I don't know why it's so difficult to just go to the poll. And there's so many opportunities now with early voting. And these are such key issues.
6 weeks of early voting, 2 weeks of no excuse early voting. The window of opportunity is there.
Well, you know, I don't know. Maybe next House session we submit a bill that says if you don't go vote, then you get penalized on your state taxes for it. You have to pay extra tax if you don't vote. Maybe that would motivate people. Mark, what do you think?
I think that would motivate people. I'm not sure if that's constitutional either.
No, I'm with you. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
So it would be a great inspiration to get out to the polls, wouldn't it?
Yeah, no kidding. So a friend of mine who was down there yesterday watching all this said that she was encouraged that Speaker Patterson at least allowed the amendment, even though it got defeated. So they did allow an amendment that would have ended the severability clause, right?
Right. Yeah. Justin Sparks, he presented that amendment, did a great job at it. You know, we roll called it. However, only 27 of us voted in favor. Everybody else fell in line, you know, trying to leave a clean bill with it being unamended. Now, I was also standing at the microphone the entire time waiting to be called on. As I spent my time with this bill coming up looking for ways that any of the professional sports teams could manipulate the number of the baseline year that their 30-year bond payments would be based off of. And I found a very clear opportunity that the numbers could be manipulated, because whatever we give to the Royals and Chiefs this year is the same deal the Cardinals are going to get, you know, 4, 5, 6 years down the road when they decide their 19-year-old stadium's just too ancient and needs a big old rehab.
I thought they were getting money out of this for some.
Well, it makes them eligible to get money.
Oh, okay.
Correct.
But they haven't actually asked for any yet.
So they still have to go through the same process. And how can you say no to the Cardinals if we've just agreed to give all this money, way more money, to the Chiefs and Royals?
Well, there wouldn't be no additional action, Mark. Am I correct about that?
Right. What passed today is the same exact deal that the Cardinals will get when they walk in and apply for it.
Yeah. See, they don't need to do anything extra.
They have to go back to the legislature.
They just need to come in and say, we want, what is it?
Wasn't it $155 million or something like that?
So here's the thing. We don't know the dollar amount.
Oh.
There is 30 years times whatever taxes that team generated inside their stadium.
I mean, could the Battle Hawks then come and say, we really need some upgrades? I know
but it was limited to MLB and NFL teams.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like City kicks.
Unfortunately, St. Louis Blues left in the dust. Mm.
See, this is the thing. I know, Mark, you'll agree with me on this. This is the thing that baffles most of us who are, you know, are not, who sit on the outside and we watch this and we think, you know, imagine having this conversation with your spouse. I went to the car dealer today and I bought a car, and I don't really know what it's going to cost me. It could cost me $100,000 or it could cost me $50,000. I'm not sure, but I just want you to know I went ahead and committed our family money to buying that vehicle, no matter how much it costs down the road. Nobody would ever get away with that, or your spouse would murder you on the scene. I mean, something dramatic would happen. But in government, that happens all the time.
It does. And the message the whole day was, you know, we're not giving money away. We're reinvesting the money they generate into economic development. But the window of opportunity is to use a high baseline number to determine the benefit without any requirements that they continue to generate that revenue.
Yeah.
Now, the expectation is salaries go up, you know, payroll goes up, the cost of concessions go up. I don't know how they could. They're already so high now. And that we would generate more revenue on top of the existing revenue. But there's nothing in there that really puts protections in place. So for the Royals and Chiefs, it was a massive win. For the Cardinals, we still have a window of opportunity to make some amendments to that bill in general session so that we have a more solid plan going into place. I walked to the dais after, you know, I stood at the microphone for almost 3 hours. I presented my amendment to put some protections in place. It was defeated again. But I went to the dais and I was like, hey, I am going to file this same stuff in the general session next year because it's the right thing to do. Our taxpayers need to know that, you know, if this program is going to happen and we're reinvesting the money that we're getting in from these teams, that we're only doing that and we're not leaving the taxpayers on the hook for money above and beyond that.
Yep.
Because that's what I'm afraid will happen.
It's a good point. Mark Mattison, listen, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Have
yes,
a great
sir.
Day.
Yep. Thanks for the explanation. I appreciate that. District 107 out in St. Charles County there is who Mark represents. How maddening. It's just absolutely maddening. Kim, what's coming up in Kim on a Whim?
Is anybody else really sick and tired of these actors in Hollywood wasting time, whether it's an award show or last night when Trump was attending Les Mis at the Kennedy Center and they're boycotting that? Like, it's not even becoming about acting anymore. It's like they want to take a stand on everything. And I'm sick and tired of it, and I want to talk about it.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Kim on a whim.
It's like every single, well, I don't even watch award shows anymore, but every single clip that I see from award shows the day after on social media, it's some Hollywood actor who's using their time after they win an award just to call out the injustice going on in the world and hate on Donald Trump. And that was exactly what happened with the BET Awards recently, where there was some, I don't even know who this person is. I can't even pronounce the person's name. I'm not going to try. But anyway, they use their moment to basically call for justice and highlight the immigration raids and the protest crackdowns going on, because this ceremony was happening in LA, which is, of course, now where we're watching all these riots. By the way, I posted on X the other day. I said, for anybody who needs help understanding why we're not calling it a protest, if you look up the definition of a riot, it says a violent disturbance of the peace by a crowd. Okay, when you're burning cars, burning flags, vandalizing buildings, throwing stuff at police, throwing chunks of concrete at cars, that's violent. That's a riot. That is not a protest. So why don't we call it what it is? It's a riot. But anyway, of course, last night, Trump and Melania and actually J.D. Vance and Usha, they were at the Kennedy Center for a showing of Les Mis. And a reporter was asking Trump about the actors, I guess, who were boycotting it because evil Dr. Trump was there and they can't handle being around Donald Trump. Listen to clip number 16.
It's been reported that some actors may be boycotting.
I couldn't care less, honestly. I couldn't. All I do is run the country well. The economic numbers, you saw them today, they're setting records. We took $88 billion in tariffs in 2 months, far beyond what anybody expected. There's no inflation. People are happy. People are wealthy. The country is getting back to strength again. That's what I care about. And we're going to have a safe country. We're not going to have what would have happened in Los Angeles. Remember, if I wasn't there, if I didn't act quickly on that, Los Angeles would be burning to the ground right now. Thank you.
He's right. And by the way, that audio is terrible because they were walking a red carpet and they're shouting questions at him. And I feel like most presidents would probably just smile and keep walking. But no. Donald Trump is never going to turn down a question. And he stops. So you can't. The audio, as you heard, is not so great.
And we got to
shouting questions at him.
We got to enjoy Melania standing next to him, which she looked fabulous.
Smiling.
As usual.
And
looked like she was a runway model, she is, by the way.
Did she just feel so awkward when he's answering these questions, you think? And she's just like, all right, stand here and look pretty.
No, she's standing next to the boss.
Well,
he's
he
the
boss.
But he owns the media.
He does, absolutely.
He does. And they hate him for it. I could really care less what Hollywood thinks. I love that. Must drive them insane. I hope that The View plays that bite today. Goes and just so they can go off on it. We can play it. I can play it tomorrow.
Can they just like act and just
here, but I'll
zip
play it?
Like just stop. I just want to see you in a great role in a movie. I don't want to hear your thoughts. I mean, I know you have a right to say your thoughts. Okay, I'm not trying
shut
to
up
say
and
you.
Act just is what you're trying to say.
Be
I know
quiet
what you're
and act. I mean, it just gets old. I don't know what the ratings are of these award shows, but they have to be going down because people are sick and tired of hearing about this nonsense. Like, just tell me about how cool it was to be in this role, and I don't know.
Has anybody done a well check on Robert De Niro? Has anybody heard from him since the election? The raging bull? What's he had to say?
I'm surprised he hasn't moved away and out of the United
States.
Yeah,
no. Well, he's got too many kids. He's 80 years old, but he just had another kid.
That's right.
Is that not the most selfish thing you've ever heard in your life?
I find it very weird that he is 80. You're talking about the fact that he's 80 and just had. Yeah,
correct.
I mean,
I mean, number one, I'm surprised he's still able to do that. But modern science. Number two, you could be dead any moment, and and I know you've got a bunch of money in the bank to leave to the kid, but the kid grows up without a dad.
Yeah. How old is the mom? Isn't she significantly younger than him?
Of course, yeah.
I mean, I hope that an 80-year-old woman is. I don't think it'd be possible, and I won't go into detail about that.
That has happened in the Bible.
No, that's true. You're right. Sarah, I won't go into that, but yeah.
Well, yeah, thank you.
just to name one of them. Sarah was actually older, I think.
I know. But. So that's not the, I'm sure that's not what motivated Robert De Niro. I'm sorry to go off on a tangent here. Speaking of people that want to go out there and get their opinion, Bob Costas. There's some things I agree with Costas on, like the Pete Rose thing. I agree with him on, but this I do not. While attending a Lifetime Achievement Award ceremony at the Edison Ballroom in New York, the storied sportscaster warned the audience of the ongoing assault on the free press by the Trump administration.
That's the word he used?
Yes, and added that democracy as we know it is under attack. So he's just as brainwashed as all the rest of them. Explain that one to me, Bob. I would love to have you on here and explain that one to me. That's the biggest bunch of hooey I've ever heard in my life. Go have dinner with Terry Moran or something and call me later.
He started his own thing, by the way.
I know. Hey, Jen Olson's coming up from the Wentzville School District. We'll talk about that Supreme Court ruling saying it's okay to have men in women's rooms.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.